Last week, one of Australia's pioneering novelists, David Malouf, passed away, leaving the world 9 novels, 10 collections of poetry, as well as his short story collections. The quietly spoken Queenslander of Lebanese Christian and Jewish descent produced a range of novels that drew readers into the intensity of human experience and inspired generations of writers. I asked Yvonne Smith, author of David Malouf and the Poetic, what are the qualities of his work that will ensure that his work lives on as a classic for many years to come?
The range of David's work is quite extraordinary. And you mentioned novels and poetry. He also wrote essays. He wrote several opera libretti, which were performed at the Sydney Opera House. And he has been publishing poetry and writing poetry even into his 90s. And what will stay with people is his warm psychology of the human experience, his ability to take readers from an outside view into the experience of people. He gets very close to people without in any way judging. I feel like with David, you're getting close not only to the natural world, but you're getting close to the people he's describing, so much so that you feel like you know them by the time you've read the book. The people in his books become part of your life.
Malouf lived in quite a few locations. His early life was in Queensland, where he was born, and he chronicles this in his early works like Jono.
That's very famous. He really put Brisbane on the map as a city, talking about it as a country town before it became a modern city. And so his book, Jono, the people in Brisbane really like that book because it feels like he's given Brisbane a history and a life. But he's a very travelled man. He used to say that he liked to move every 8 years.
How was Malouf able to reflect on aspects of Australia? But those early novels really looked at the sort of provincial character of Queensland and the frustration of growing up and wanting a more expansive life.
Yes, and that's in 12 Edmondson Street too. He's writing about his childhood and also in Harlan's Half Acre, the novel. He was really writing about his own growing up. He was writing about what he saw and heard and also what had happened in the generations of his parents. In some ways for us now, he's telling us times in Australia, especially in the 30s and 40s and 50s, that are well gone now. But, of course, he lived through all that. Part of the power of his reflection is that he was telling us what he'd seen and noticed.
While being a successful novelist, he's also a poet, and his approach to storytelling is different in that he is a writer more interested in sort of the internal lives rather than sort of producing extravagant narratives. Can you talk a little bit about his approach to writing?
He called his first poetry collections interiors. As I said earlier, that captured what really caught David's curiosity and imagination, which was moving from outside in, either going inside a person's mind and showing us how they were seeing the world. And his poetry also built a lot on his own life. A lot of it talks about growing up in Brisbane and about his travels. And a lot of it also is rather philosophical in its reflections, talking about the history of Europe, talking about living in Australia and things about our natural world here.
The book that jumped out to me was An Imaginary Life, which focuses on the story of the poet Ovid exiled to a remote village. Is there a work that you could introduce readers to David Malouf?
Oh, very much so. In fact, it's on the high school certificate in New South Wales for the next couple of years, and it's been around now 50 years since 1978. Imaginary Life really asks a lot of questions about where does language come from? How do we actually make sense of the world? And he does it through reimagining the Roman poet Ovid, who was put into exile by the Emperor Augustus and had to make his way in a place where he had to relearn language. And he comes across a wild boy who's been living among the forest and among the animals who seems to have no language at all. It's a book really that takes someone who's in a position of exile and takes them through learning how to see the world again and how to find language. People find it quite moving the way by the end of it, he's given Ovid a happy ending, actually, even though Ovid dies at the end, mainly of old age. But of course, the historical Ovid was actually miserable in exile, but David rewrites him and gives him a happy life in exile.
Malouf would then go on to win the National Impact Book Award for his 1993 novel, Remembering Babylon.
Yes, at the time that was voted the best book in the world in the last 3 years. up to 1996. That was a huge award for him.
This sort of really continued like the theme that, say, made Patrick White and Randolph Storr, they're looking at sort of the idea of the Australian settlement. Would you describe Maloof as a post-colonial writer, or is that a bit too reductionist?
Yes, he always disliked labels of any kind and particularly tried to stay away from them. But his work has certainly been written about when post-colonialism became a popular theory, in the sense that he's looking at what it was like for people who came to Australia to cope with a new country and how they adjusted to that. And, of course, Remembering Babylon particularly looks at the experience of a man who lived among Aboriginal people for a number of years and then comes back to a settler camp and the difficulty that he has trying to fit in. So David is definitely writing about the difficulties of coming to terms with Australia's history. And he was actually invited to write the Statement of Reconciliation in 1999 when it was going before the Australian Parliament. The Aboriginal people chose him to write that. Jackie Huggins in Queensland interviewed David and talked with him. So he had very close connections with Aboriginal people and also with poets. He was always very much aware of those issues in Australian history and put that in his work too.
Yvonne Smith, author of David Maloof and the Poetic, speaking to Stephen Hill.